T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This hour of Mark and Hart is brought to you by Feldman Land Surveyors.
Now it's time for Mark and Hart, featuring Mark James.
I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C, James. Does Mark with a C, does a C stand for cocaine? I said, no, I've never touched it.
And Andy Hart.
Guess what I'm making next year? Cha and Ching together, okay?
Looking for a piece of Andy candy.
Mac and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Well, you said you would never do a show with me.
Well, you know.
And now here you are.
I'm a team player.
You're going to be perfect, and you know why?
Because you like to say bombastic things, correct?
David's soft as f***. I think it's better when there's an actual discussion on the show.
I will fight you all.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Mac and Hart.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All I know is the way this is trending is you have a quarterback who clearly felt as if he's been being replaced for several years now. And now they're at a point where he's got a contract that he negotiated so that he had freedom at the end of the year. How has this season gone for him? Not that great.
Not having a great time.
And how does it look statistically when he sits down at the bargaining table and says, I made 23 last year, I'm still a good player, let's get it up to 27 or 28. And they say, no, we're not going to do that. So there will be a parting of the ways is my very informed opinion on this.
Do the Patriots really think he'll walk?
I wonder, Gary, if they actually might not have their fingers crossed that he does.
Interesting. I wonder, Gary, if they might not have their fingers crossed if he does. This is Mark and Hart. That was Tom Curran along with Gary Tanguay on NBC Sports Boston. And that is the article that really just sort of put New England in a tizzy that came out a few days ago, and it's entitled, Are These Tom Brady's Final Days with the Patriots? And
I think that's a bad headline. I think the headline, if you read the story, should be, These Are Tom Brady's Final Days with the Patriots.
No, but I like the question.
I don't.
Why?
Because I think Curran says, in my very informed opinion, there will be a parting of the ways.
I don't know if he didn't say that in this article, but he says it in different ways.
And he kind of says it in the article. Yeah. The article's a little softer, not quite as boom, whereas we just heard on early edition, there will be a parting of the ways. It's over, baby. He's going to Dallas, where he's going to have to talk Roger Staubach into letting him wear 12.
That's what I was going to say. That, to me, is the place that makes the most sense. But
I still think L.A., and the one thing that they offer that Dallas doesn't, is I think if he wants long-term ownership, if he wants to be a part of a franchise, I think L.A., the Chargers, The Spanos family, they kind of run it on a limited budget. They're kind of a second-tier billionaires club group.
I actually think, for me, that he's more concerned with just putting TB12s in every city.
I think that's part of it. Yeah. I think L.A. offers that, too.
Yeah,
there is no place where that would be more appropriate than Southern California.
I'm asking this to everybody out there at 617-779-7937. How did we get here? Why are we here? Why are we at the doorstep of Tom Brady wanting to leave and getting out of here? 2 years ago, he won the MVP and tried to go back-to-back, and his coach decided, controversially, to not play Malcolm Butler. Tom Brady was quoted after that saying, what defense are we in that Malcolm's not in the field? Last year, he won the Super Bowl, okay? How did we get here? Why are we here right now where the greatest quarterback of all time wants to leave New England?
I can answer it. And it's a single quote from his wife. He just wants to be appreciated. And I think a lot of us think that appreciation and money go together, that this is a money thing, which is ironic, by the way. The quarterback who's made it 20 years where took less, never wanted, I don't think it's about the money.
Appreciation.
And I think the appreciation is, he wanted a multi-year extension. I'm going to play till 45 or whatever that number is, and they weren't willing to give the multi-year extension. I think it's about the commitment. Like, I've committed to you, cost myself money for 2 decades. I want a shorter-term commitment. whatever it is, 2 or 3 years, whatever that number was in his mind, I think he wanted that year's commitment. Tom, in one of those discussions about Brady, said, and again, it's a very informed opinion, that the hope or thought of the Brady camp was that they would get Drew Brees' contract. 2 years, $50 sure. million, slide it across the table. Or something therein.
I think that's a fair assumption.
Correct, and they thought that too.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's about the money, because that's not crazy money. That's what he's making this year. They bumped him up to 23 and change. So $25 million a year. They didn't want to commit over the long term, is this the view from afar, that they have some hesitancy. And I understand the hesitancy's been around for 5 years for Bill Belichick. He thought Tom Brady was getting old in 14 when he drafted Garoppolo. So he certainly thinks Tom Brady's old now, right?
And in 2014 when he drafted Garoppolo, since then he's won 3 Super Bowls and an MVP.
And Brady knows that more than anybody.
Yep.
And he's saying, all I want is what I deserve. You see me. I'm still good. Am I the greatest? Am I still the best as I was? Maybe not. Maybe that's debatable. But I'm better than 25 other quarterbacks out there, yeah, or in some range,
mm-hmm,
and you can't go an extra year. You want to go year to year with me, Tom effing Brady? You want to, hey, Bill, what's your contract? Is it year to year? If you stumble this year, if you, I don't know, don't win the number one seed, I don't know, maybe you play on wild card weekend because you lose to the, I don't know, Chiefs and Bills down the stretch. Are you playing year to year, Bill? Or do you have a long-term deal? What's your contract in New England, Bill? Oh, we never hear about your contract, do we? That's the greatest accomplishment Bill ever created, in my opinion, in the 20 years here. He made his contract a non-factor. No one ever knows about it.
Nobody.
He tells
You're
everybody
right.
else,
You're right.
we don't pay the highest around here. No. You, we'll pay you, but we don't set the market for quarterbacks, guards, anybody, right?
But nobody knows it.
But I bet you they set the market in coaching contracts, yeah, except no one knows about it. No one talks about it, because that was genius for him to bury that and say, only Robert Kraft and I know about my contract.
And if Jimbo Fisher's making $9-plus million at Texas A&M, you can damn well make sure that Bill Belichick is getting at least that, if not more,
well,
in England.
And for the NFL comp, if there's any truth to the 10 years, $100 million contract that John Gruden has in Oakland,
yep,
Bill makes more than that,
yeah,
correct? Don't we think that?
Yeah.
So wait a minute, Bill. You have a multi-year deal. And you make the most. I'm Tom effing Brady, and I can't get a 2-year extension. That's what I think it's about. Not the money. It's the appreciation, which he sees in the form of a multi-year commitment for me to finish this thing that we started two decades ago together.
Knock on wood if you're with me.
You know, with this is something for Belichick in terms of, he went through something similar to this in Cleveland with Bernie Kosar and Vinny Testaverde. He was the one who ended Bernie Kosar and went with Vinny Testaverde. Now, I just need to mention this because these are facts. Here's what I say about Belichick. We all know he is the greatest coach of all time. I think in terms of first and second round pick evaluation in the draft, he's average. First and second round pick. He's gotten diamonds in the rough in third, fourth round, and thereafter, but he has struck out big time in the last 5 years in the first and second round. His record, including Cleveland, all time without Tom Brady, including the two losses to open up the 0-1 season with Drew Bledsoe, he's 50-58. Without Brady in New England only, not Cleveland, he's 500. He's 19-19, 5-11 in 2000, 0-2 in 2001, 11-5 in 2008, 3-1 in 2016. He's a 500 head coach in New England without Tom Brady. Without him all time, he's under 500. But here's, to me, it's just like, if Robert Kraft has done an about face and has switched over and let Bill sort of, now where he sort of vetoed and said, you got to trade Jimmy. And they did it on Halloween night 2017. They got rid of Jimmy Garoppolo for far less market value than you could have reportedly gotten Adam Schefter, 3 first-round picks.
They're not trading him.
Yeah,
you're not first-round picks.
Okay, yeah. So all I know is this. This is not how you treat the GOAT. This is not how you treat the biggest icon in Boston sports history. This is not how you treat the greatest hero in Boston sports history, Tom Brady. This isn't how you do it. So I will tell you, whether it's Kraft, whether it's Belichick, whether it's both, whether it's everybody there, you don't do this to the legend. You know what? Chicago learned that with a guy by the name of Michael Jeffrey Jordan because Jerry Krause and Reinsdorf, they kept nickel and diamond Michael, and they were Michael was getting paid more through Air Jordan than he was his contract. And Michael said, you know what? Screw this. I'm done. I gave you 2 three-peats, and I'm out of here. And the Bulls have never been the same over the course of the last 20 years. Yeah, they had a little flash in the pan moment with Derrick Rose winning MVP, but they've never been a legitimate title contender since the greatest of all time left. You don't do it to Jordan. You don't do it to Brady. That's all I'm saying. But I will. That
so you do it to Belichick?
No, no, no.
Who
no,
else
no.
is a GOAT?
No, 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 no.
Is
no,
he
no.
a GOAT?
Who?
Belichick.
Yes.
Okay.
No, you don't do it.
So
you
if you're Robert Kraft, though, you're picking between two GOATs. I have to align myself with one GOAT against the other GOAT. If we are to believe Brady wants to stay, Brady wants a longer-term deal, Bill wants to stay, Bill doesn't want to give him a longer-term deal, so you have to make a decision. Because I would also argue, if you want to stick with New England and stick with basketball, the Celtics learned, right, that maybe they stuck with the big three, the original, the real big three, yeah. too long, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think there's a fair argument for the overall. One of Bill Belichick's, you know, base theories, base tenets is a year too early rather than a year too late, correct?
Sure.
The only flaw with that problem now, different from a few years ago, he doesn't have an answer. So you could be moving on from Tom Brady with good reason. Maybe he gets old next year. But to what end? To who?
But here's my thing.
To Jarrett Stidham? Studham, your guy?
Okay, here's my thing. He was a Studham at Auburn. I don't know about the NFL.
That's the NFL, baby. A lot of guys
right.
are good in college.
I agree. Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Right. So here's my thing. Brady has not hit the 2015 Peyton Manning wall. Peyton Manning 2013 broke Tom Brady's single season touchdown pass record 55. The following year, not a bad follow-up, 39. The year after, he went from 39 touchdown passes to 9 touchdown passes in 16 picks, and he lost his job to Brock freaking Osweiler.
And he was physically toast.
He was done. He was like, throwing ducks and picks.
The neck, the ducks arm, the picks. Whole thing.
It was ducks and picks. They won the Super Bowl in spite of Peyton Manning, not because of him. Brady's nowhere near that. And I'll tell you, if he goes to Dallas, not only will he lead them back to relevance, maybe prominence, he will be an MVP candidate in Dallas if okay. he goes there.
I would probably agree. Okay. He's going to be surrounded by very good talent.
Right.
And in all likelihood, we'll have somebody with
and
the Patriots offense.
And you're going to see him, like, not
hell only, hath no fury.
No, not only hell hath no fury, he's going to take a dip in the TB12 fountain of youth and wash himself of all of the bad blood and resentment and negativity from New England. He's going to go to Dallas, and he will tear the league up.
You know who should be rooting for that?
Who?
You. Those people that make their living doing talk radio,
right,
maybe talk
right,
radio
right,
at night,
right,
where you really like hot button topics.
I just think talk radio, period.
But even at night, this is the perfect. We're here with you for the next 4 hours, 10 to 2. We're going to talk about Tom Brady tearing it up in Dallas, Jarrett Stidham struggling in New England.
Hey, I want Tom Brady to stay. I want him to stay.
Not for your professional purposes,
well,
you should.
No, I do.
There's more
I,
content with Brady in Dallas than there is with him in New England.
No, but
that's just the reality.
Yeah, but I want him to stay. I really do want him to stay.
You should want him to stay.
I want to stay. Hey, I didn't mention this at all the first couple hours, so I'm going to do this. If you're out in Western Mass tomorrow, join me, the Bud Light team, and WEI at the Spoke in Amherst tomorrow. Patriots-Chiefs kickoff featuring $3 Bud Lights, ooh, aluminums. Yeah, $7 Bon and Viv Spoke Seltzers. I know Eamon's big on those. The street team will be on site with plenty of prizes and giveaways. The Spoke is located at 35 East Pleasant Street in Amherst. Bud Light is the official beer of the NFL and the New England Patriots. So come on, join me tomorrow at the Spoke in Amherst. I'm looking for. I was out there last year, packed, great place to watch a game. A lot of Pats fans. It's an unbelievable place. So come on out and join me tomorrow. I just thought I'd mention that because we didn't get a chance to do that in the first. Probably mentioning that a little bit over the course of the next couple hours. All right, Randall, Brad, Will, Rick, Danny. Am I faking any
Jim,
names here?
Joey,
no,
Candace,
we only have five
Cameron,
lines. Yeah,
Sydney,
Timmy, Robert.
Whoa, how many lines we got at this station?
Yeah. How about this text? You just gave me the chills when talking about that Michael Jordan and possible Tom Brady connection as far as the end of times that happened in Chicago for 20 years. I'm not kidding you. What if the Bulls? Tell me, other than a little bit of, like I said, they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals in 2011, and they got bitch slapped by LeBron, D. Wade, and Bosch. They got killed.
So is that what you're predicting for the post-Brady and with Belichick era here in New England?
I'll tell you this.
Struggles and struggles some more.
If I looked in the Pulp Fiction briefcase and opened up and saw the light for the next, I don't know, about 20 years, I could see a couple 6-10, 7-9 seasons.
With Belichick?
With Belichick.
I can't even imagine what press conferences are going to be like. No, that's fine, 6-10.
Right.
What's it going to be like to do those post-game interviews?
Here's my thing. If the Patriots somehow had some deal with Cincinnati and they had the number one pick, I'd be like, okay, Brady to Burrow. Let's go. Right? Brady to Burrow.
Yeah, I'd take it.
The guy who's going to be playing at 4 o'clock.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
LSU. They don't have the capital to move up and get into that spot.
Maybe he finds the second round guy that was Jimmy Garoppolo. Whoever it is. Herbert, maybe he slips. His stock is down.
He just won the Pac-12 championship.
Well, I know that, but he was supposed to be the guy. Right. He's no longer the guy.
Okay.
Or the obvious one.
Jake Fromm?
Tua. Right?
That's interesting. It's interesting.
The broken hip, he's going to slip.
No.
You like that?
Oh, it's a good one. 6-1, better than the J team. 617-779-7937.
Screw you. The J team's good.
That's the number to get in.
Screw all of you back there shaking your head.
All of hey, do we have the J team? Can we
go three on one there?
Yeah, do we have a clip off the J team? Maybe we could continue to play.
Maybe.
All right. Now it's time for trending.
The only station in Boston where you'll hear exclusive interviews with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
How about this? This is not nice. When you're done at the spoke, keep going. All the way back to New York. Hey, listen.
You're from New York?
No.
Oh.
Pal, I'm from Western Mass. I'm a Western Masshole, okay?
So, I can concur. You are an asshole. True.
Thank
asshole.
You. He's back in it. Like, I'm not from New York, dude. So thank you for that. Just FYI for what it's worth. Patriots return to action tomorrow. They host the Chiefs, kickoff at 4:25. Mark and Hart, Sunday edition, 9 to noon. Then NFL Sunday up until kickoff with Wiggy, Christian Fourier, Rich Keefe. Six players are on the injury report, including Julian Edelman, Jason McCourty, Mohamed Sanu, who are all limited at practice yesterday. Last night, Celtics remain undefeated at home. They demolished the Denver Nuggets 109-95. Something's not right with Nikola Jokic. He's not having a good year this year.
Not with the J team playing the way they are. That's good.
That's
right there.
Right.
That's good right there. That's good stuff.
The J team.
Lock that in. Keep that.
I'm like, who's the J team? Jason Tatum, Jalen Brown. All right.
I shouldn't have to explain it to you.
All right, Jason Tatum. I will say this. They're averaging career highs in points per game. You know why? Addition by subtraction. You get rid of the cancer, and then the young guys are taking. I'm more impressed with anybody this year with Jalen Brown because he is really.
I love him.
Because he got the contract, right?
Yep.
And you could easily sit back and just like, he's like taking his game the next level.
To the next level. He's had opportunity.
Yep.
He was a guy that lost some opportunity a year ago, and he has pounced on his opportunity now. By the way, I need you to update. Ashland up 6-0 over Fenwick at Gillette Stadium.
Oh, very nice.
Big game for the Clockers.
Yeah.
The Clockers?
That's
Ashland Clockers?
Yeah, Clockers.
So what's their like mascot and logo and stuff?
I don't know. Maybe it's who's the clock in Beauty and the Beast?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Wadsworth or something? That's their
J-team,
right
baby.
Yeah, you're speaking a foreign language to me, Eamon. The MIAA Super Bowl is taking place today at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough.
Head on down if you want to see a legitimate full day of football.
I'm pulling for Springfield Central High School. Go Springfield Central High School. They are playing tonight against Duxbury. So, and it's kind of cool for all these high schools. Think about this. Tomorrow, the Super Bowl champions are playing the reigning MVP and Madden cover boy, Patrick Mahomes.
Right. Tyreek Hill,
awesome.
Patrick, the fastest guy in the NFL, the reigning MVP, the greatest player of all time, the greatest coach of all time, and you are playing on that
field.
Synthetic surface.
That's really cool. Remember back in the day, do you remember back in the 80s and 90s when BC used to play at the old Foxborough Stadium?
With that terrible synthetic turf?
Right? Oh, boy.
Schaefer Stadium?
Sullivan. So I remember Sullivan Stadium back. Yeah, then it was before that, Schaefer. Very nice, man. That's pretty good. You got to bring back Schaefer beer.
That's what they do now, right?
Right.
They've done that over the years.
Let's do
rehabbed
it.
Narragansett. They rehabbed Yingling, like all these older brands.
A PBR
bring back
or
Schaefer.
Busch Beer?
Schaefer. That's a business opportunity for you.
There you go.
How about some Schlitz? How about that?
Schlitz. Very nice. Bruins back in action tonight. They're going to host Colorado Avalanche at the Garden. Puck drops at 7. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Oh, I can't wait. Someone texted in. I think more than one. Something tells me that wouldn't go over too much these days in the marketing department.
No, I don't think. Although Coors Light's going down that road. Have you seen their ads about the official beer of Saturday morning and the official beer of like drinking in your shower? And I'm like,
really?
I haven't had a beer in my shower since college. So they're kind of going down that road a little bit.
Okay. Well, no, I did not know this. That's very interesting. One thing I did know is my father mentioned to me about advertising with Bud. He's like, how much Bud Light gets advertising, but they don't really do Bud. It's just Bud Light.
Yeah. I mean, Bud was always the big one for the Super Bowl because they had the Clydesdale ad and some of that.
Or Christmas time.
Yeah.
When they show the Clydesdales. Right.
But then you read those things. Darren Revelle always tweets it out, the beer sales and how Bud Light is like the biggest beer by, like the next six beers all add up to Bud Light's total consumption.
Unbelievable.
In the US or something.
Here's the old Schaefer beer jingle.
Come on, sing. You better sing, boys.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than once.
Sing.
The most rewarding flavor in this man's world. For people who are having fun, Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Well, that was a long jingle.
Yeah.
That was a pretty long, but very well done.
Were they being threatened in the commercial, by the way?
It's kind of weird. It's like a beer delivery, like locker room, and a bunch of guys are like making this new guy sing the Schaefer jingle.
Oh, so it's hazing.
It is
beer hazing.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. Very
so over drinking and hazing all involved.
Yeah, very.
We'll call it a frat.
Very politically correct. That's crazy. Some guy said, "I live in Maine and we have those beers." LOL. Really?
Oh, Schaefer?
Yeah,
I didn't know.
I mean, like if there's Schaefer beer, I'm not even a big. I'm not a beer drinker, but I would buy it just to see what it tastes like. I was never able to try it, so like I'd love to
go for it.
Yeah,
like, what was that other one that I always remember? Knickerbocker or something?
Yeah, there's a Knickerbocker.
Yeah, I think that you see that on the old signs on like old bar rooms and stuff.
Yes, yes, that Knickerbocker beer. Exactly.
My dad drank that. I remember Knickerbocker. I don't really remember Schaefer other than the stadium.
The stadium, yeah, man. Back in the day. All right, 617-779-7937. Thank you. Patience is a virtue. Will in Springfield. Hopefully you'll join me at the Spoken Amherst tomorrow. What's up, Wilk?
Yeah, I was actually just thinking about that. If I don't have work tomorrow, then I definitely will come up. I'll Google the address so I can get it.
Nice.
So I had to write these things down because I, like you said, patience is a virtue. So there's a couple of things I want to talk about. The last thing is going to be about that whole Dallas thing. But first, I know a guy House called in a little bit earlier, and he was talking about the whole AB thing, and I kind of a lot of stuff he was saying I definitely agree with. It was kind of stuff that I actually was going to bring up, so I'm not even going to get back into it. But a lot of stuff he was saying, especially with the Texans and stuff like that, a lot of people they tend to forget that AB was never charged with a crime, so you can't compare him to Aaron Hernandez. Aaron Hernandez was convicted and was put in jail for murder, and it was an overwhelming of evidence. There was so much evidence on that man. All you have from AB was is just a bunch of allegations and a text message in a group chat of the lady and her kids. I didn't see, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I didn't see any threats that was made. It was just like, oh, here's a picture of her and her kids is in a picture. And, you know, we live in a society that everyone gets butt hurt over stuff. So, you know, I feel like that was made bigger of an issue than it really was.
Mm-hmm.
And now jumping off of the AB thing, when you asked who we blame for Tom's whole situation, I don't really know who we blame. My biggest thing with the Tom thing, and I've been saying it for so long, instead of us, you know, we've been talking about this for about 3 weeks now, instead of really relishing what we've had. So if he does leave, he leaves. If he retires, he retires. But right now, in the now, Tom is here. So instead of, you know, I'm just one of those guys, instead of looking at the negative, you know, and all this stuff that we're doing, you know, say he goes to another team. I mean, what is he going to do? 2-3 years and then retire? I mean, he'd spent 18 years with us, you know.
20. Actually, 20.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Will, do yourself a favor. Put your seatbelt on. Yeah, I heard that in the background. Honestly, let me do my PSA for the day. I hear that bad. Trust me, from someone one time in 2007 who fell asleep at the wheel, and thank God I was wearing my seatbelt, and I never did before that night. For some reason that night after the final episode of Sopranos, I happened to wear a seatbelt, wasn't, and it was like, when I hear that beeping in the background, not only is it annoying to hear on the air,
right?
But it could save your life.
And so, I've never understood the reason not to.
No.
Like, no, is it really that uncomfortable, or like, does it really change the way you feel in the car?
I used to feel, let me tell you what I used to do. When I was like, I used to feel that it was restrictive. Here's what I would do. I would buckle it and I would put the thing that goes around on your chest
behind you,
behind the seat.
Yeah.
So it would never go, like the beeping would never go on.
Right.
I used to do that and it was not smart.
No.
Because, like, literally, you, like, that could will and save your life.
Yes.
It, like, will let me just.
Not only is it not smart, it's extremely dumb. It's the other end of the spectrum.
It's very dumb.
It's
fine. Will, put your seatbelt on. And yes. That goes for everything.
Thanks for waiting, and thanks for the call, and
yeah.
Thanks for all the points. The only thing I would say about enjoying the here and now, he's not exactly lighting it up. It'd be easier to say, just enjoy Brady. If this is the last 4 weeks, enjoy his final 16 touchdown passes. If he was cruising. Takes him like a month to throw a touchdown. Like, they're throwing touchdowns by doing double passes that Julian Edelman throws.
Well, do you know, okay, so he threw three on Sunday night? Three, right?
Yes.
Okay, do you know in his last seven games how many touchdown passes he has?
Four.
No,
eight.
I don't know. Eight. Eight touchdown passes.
I also don't count the three. Because the three didn't really count in garbage time.
The
Texans went old school prevent and almost lost the game because of it.
Well, I was going to say, if he doesn't throw those... he has five touchdown passes in seven games. With throwing those garbage ones, he has eight.
Right. That's the problem, though.
Eight
it's not
touchdown
that
passes
fun.
In seven games.
If you're somebody who remembers, like, Brady's, you know, Super Bowl, even the loss to the Eagles, like these high-flying four
they
and 500
half a thousand yards.
And four touchdown games and all that, and you're watching these games, and then, again, I do think people take their cues from him. You're asking us to just sit back and enjoy it? Is he enjoying it? Because it doesn't seem like it.
No.
The mood in these post games doesn't seem like he's enjoying it. Although I did give him credit last week. I thought he was a little more upbeat in Houston. And if I don't know if you watched the post game press conference, he ended with, like, Stacey James said two more questions, and then he answered one and said, that was
the
last one.
Question. I saw that.
And he said class dismissed and had, like, a little smirk and walked off.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you got to do. Just like, you know, you can leave people with a smile, and I think it changes the perception of things. But they're not cruising right now. The reality is they're not cruising like you would expect Tom Brady in an offense to cruise.
You know, someone I heard say it on our station this week, I can't remember who said it. He was just talking about how the difference between Parcells and Belichick is Parcells knew how to play the media. He still didn't tell you anything, but he did it in a really sort of like peculiar way that made you leave in there and be like, you didn't feel like you just gotten scolded by the principal.
That was a good discussion between Steve D'Ossi and Andy Hart.
That's right.
Last Friday.
I was listening.
And I used the comparison.
Right. See?
Bill even does that sometimes during the week. On Wednesday, he says something, but Wednesday is all business and it's scowl and it's frown. He says the same thing on Friday, but he says it with like a coy smirk, and everybody goes, you know, Bill's really good on Fridays.
He said the same thing.
Because his work is done, right. And he's happy, he's in a good mood.
Because he has a little smirk when he says it?
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's true.
But that's all you need. End the comment with like a smile and say the guy's name and you love him.
So listen to this. So you know how I told Will in Springfield to wear a seatbelt? So, of course, you're going to get...
Seatbelt stories?
Yes.
Not tragedies. I don't want to know tragedies.
No. Okay. Survived a car wreck by not wearing a seatbelt. Okay, you're the exception to the rule. So, and then there's this guy.
So I can ride my motorcycle on two wheels, no helmet, and literally zero protection except for glasses, but I have to wear a seatbelt in my full-size pickup?
Yes, you do, because you can't wear a seatbelt on your motorcycle.
Right. And in Massachusetts, you can't wear no helmet. Like,
right.
Rhode Island, you can.
Right.
I've seen those guys. That's my favorite thing. I live on 195 down there. You follow them into Providence. God. They go over the state line, and as they're in the high-speed lane doing about 70, they just reach up, take the helmet off, and like put it on a little hook or something.
You've seen this happen?
Oh, they do it on the fly at about 70 miles an hour, and I've never really... Is it really that like big a deal?
Well, but
like,
not only that, while you're...
Oh, yeah, they do it while driving right in front of you.
Like, I understand.
And I'm thinking,
yeah.
Not only are you putting yourself at risk... But now, God forbid, you hit a bump, lose control, and I hit you, and my car crushes your skull. Now, maybe it would have crushed it either way with the helmet, but I'm going to have to live with it, too. Yeah. Or you come through my windshield and die in my front seat because you didn't have your helmet on. I got to live with that, too.
Yeah.
I've just never understood how limiting it is. I never got that.
Yeah, I don't either. 617-779-7937. Let me also just say this, too. I didn't count the Washington game. You can throw the Washington. I kind of threw that out because Washington is garbage. I was just, you know, I didn't really. Oh, actually, never mind. No, I'm right. So I'm not going to do a Francesa here. 4, 5, 7, 8. 8 touchdown passes in his last 7 games. That is correct. Because it goes
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's him counting bowl games.
Yeah.
You know how many bowl games there are.
Right.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28.
I mean, great radio.
And how much, like, I don't know what he makes. Does he make $1 million a year?
Oh, he, before.
So to count bowl games, he was paid $1 million.
No. Before all this, at one point, he was making, like, reportedly $4 to $5 million a year.
And all he's doing is counting bowl games.
He's counting bowl games.
1, 2, 3. That's 40, good radio.
41.
See?
Counting the two playoffs, 41. If you count the championship game, 42. That's a lot of games. It really is.
Thank you, Mike.
That is
that.
A lot
hey,
of games.
Hey, can we get a prank? Can we get another prank in here somewhere, Eamon? I know you must have rolled it. I just, because I always need to, you know, sort of feel good about the pranks.
Your Francesa fix.
Yes, I can never get enough of these. Back after this, here we go.
Glenn Ridge, hey, what's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's happening?
Quick point on the Giants draft. A lot of people don't like this Daniel Jones guy. But I think if the Giants can get him at 17, he's a comparable player to Jason Giambi. What are your thoughts?
Rich in Staten Island. What's up, Rich?
Mike, how's it going?
Good. What's happening?
You know, the rumors are flying today with the Giants quarterback. How come no one's talking about them taking Jason Giambi?
I could tell the guy was going to make a dumb joke by his first utterance of his first word. I didn't want to hang up on him because I didn't want to, you know, act that way. But I could tell by the nervous quiver in his voice what was going to come. It's just amazing how I know. I just know right away.
It's amazing. It's amazing how you know. And yet you still put him on the air, all of them. It's amazing how you know. You have a sixth sense. You'd think you would use that power that God has given you to sniff out prank calls.
All right, so we'll be back after this.
Now back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Steve in Cooperstown. What's up, Steve? Yes, Steve.
So I was just wondering, Jacoby Ellsbury, he's been hurt for a long time.
Really?
Do you think that maybe if he changes up his drinking schedule from Gatorade and water and switches it
down? I think absolutely. That's what I want a question about Jacoby Ellsbury. Anthony in Bayville. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Mike. First time, long time.
What's happening?
Just curious, with all the injuries going on to the Yankees right now, what do you think the chances are they go out and try to get a guy like Don Mattingly come out of retirement?
Let's see if we can get a serious call today. So these morons, you know what it is? They're off this week, folks. There's nothing you can do about it. You know, the kids aren't in school. And, you know, they call up and they get to see what happens now is if they do it on my show, they get to replay it on the internet. That's and they become famous if they get something good. So that's what they look for.
Well, those were good, and you can you can check out. But this to me, if you want to talk about the trifecta, the hat trick of prank calls, there was nothing better than after he fell asleep, like on the air, when Sweeney Murdy was doing a call in, and then he got completely just unmercifully pranked after that.
Ken on the call phone. What's up, Ken?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good.
Just want to talk about how I don't think the Mets are going to re-sign David Wright. But I also, real quick, I also know you're a big movie buff. And for the kids, you should probably watch The Smurfs because they probably love Sleepy. It's just like their dad. You know what I'm saying?
Another real good joke. Yeah, no, it's great. Use a Smurf joke because that's really, you know, that really ties into our audience because we got a lot of 5 and 6 year olds listening in our audience. You know, but it really does works. You hit the audience right on the head because that really is our core audience, the 5 and 6 year olds. You know, right after they get out of nursery school, they're dying to get to the phones and get to the show. Well, Charlie in Queens, what's up, Charlie?
Hey,
what's up?
Hey, Dylan.
What's
that NFL Network, Mike? It's a snooze fest anyway. That NFL Network, come on.
No, you need games. They got games every week now on it, though.
Well, but I'm saying when there's not a game on and then...
Yeah, but now they have a game every week.
Now, but then 9 months out of the year, it's a real snooze fest. You're better off MSG Network. You watch old Sleepy Floyd, Hakeem the Dream. You know what I mean? And that guy wanting Paterno would be in trouble.
Let's see how many references you can make till the audience realizes what you're doing. Well, what do you think, Charlie? You fool. What a fool. What a fool. You people are just stupid. I mean, they're just silly. They really are. Justin in Queens. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's happening?
Listen, I'm in the car listening, and I just heard the interview with Ojeda.
Mm-hmm.
By any chance, did you fall asleep?
Okay. Got anything else you want to add?
No, I gotta be honest. Your eyes were hilarious on that thing.
Anything else you want to add?
Mike, it was priceless. Mike.
Do you, anything else you want to add?
I do, but Mike...
Do you want to add anything else? I asked you once, I'm asking you again. Do you want anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I do.
Mike,
the eyes were priceless, Mike.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you liked that 10-second video. And if that's what you take out of 25 years of my career, well, you know what? That's kind of sad, but it speaks to you, not me.
Oh, boy, I'll miss it. If you ever... man, you've got to totally look at the Twitter handle back after this. That's AFTA back after this. If you want to continue to live, it will be missed. And the weird thing, and like I said, I mean, obviously he's already in the Radio Hall of Fame. He's on the Mount Rushmore of the guys who did it in this business. But
he's loaded.
But this is beyond it's so funny. Here's the thing. The last year and a half when he came back, the highlight of his show, we're watching these clips on back after this, right. The pranks. Right. That was the highlight of his show.
Right.
I mean, like, it really was. Like,
a little sad.
Yeah. You know, it was.
It's enjoyable.
But, oh, God, it was so funny. And he's still around. So he's still a member of the Intercom family. So he's going to be doing his little thing at 6:30 at night and his stuff on radio.com.
Intercom.
So. Yep, he will be around. So Mike gone, but not, well, he's not really gone. He's still around. And who knows if the next show doesn't do so well?
You never know. In this business,
bullpen.
In this world.
Bullpen.
You never know.
Bullpen. He's already right there.
You go the other way. Stats.
Hey, I want to read, and I go for something like really funny, something serious. A guy texted this in. I wanted to just sort of read this as another PSA of the day, but I thought it certainly hit home. Boston insurance agent. A couple who are longtime clients were in my office this week to sadly report that their son in his 20s died in a car accident last weekend. He was not wearing a seatbelt. He was thrown from the vehicle. There was speed involved, so he wasn't going to walk away without a scratch even if he was wearing a seatbelt. But with no seatbelt, you have no shot. Those parents will have to live with this tragedy for the rest of their lives. And therein lies the thing. Like, I know we had one of the guys said, well, I survived without it. Well, you are an anomaly. That
right.
Exception to the rule. The odds of you surviving without it in the future probably aren't that great. I would just go ahead and put the seatbelt on.
Yeah.
And Will and Spring. It's amazing when a call, and I'm listening to the background, and I'm like, put your seat. And he started laughing like, yeah, you could tell. Yeah, I could tell. And it's like, it's joke, haha. Yeah, seriously, just do it.
Right.
Put the damn thing on.
And it's not that big a deal. I just come
right.
back to that. Like,
it's just something that like you do, right? Like it's something that like now you get in the car and I can't even think about putting the car going out of it.
It should be that way. It should just be automatic.
Yeah.
Because 99 times out of 100, if you're in an accident, it's going to be a good thing to have your seatbelt on. Yes, there may be that one, probably not even out of 100, probably one out of 1,000 or 10,000, where maybe it contributes to your death, but
yeah,
than that, I think.
Yeah,
you're better off with it on.
All right, 3 hours have flown by. The 4 hour fastest 4 hours.
And we are
going
to get to these calls.
We are.
Because you have made some of our national listeners. We got Arizona, San Diego, places where it's much warmer than here on the line. And I am not making this up like Mark.
No, they're really waiting.
They've been patient. And we are getting to you right out of the top of the hour.
Never make up. Yes. So if you, whomever you want to blame, just for why Brady looks like he's going to be gone, and I said this, and I don't say this to be sports talk radio hyperbole. If Brady does leave in March, do you know what a good business to be in at that point is? Think about it.
What?
Psychiatric business. No, I'm not even joking. If you're a psychologist if you're a psychologist,
I thought you were going to say like package stores.
No, well, that too.
They're kind of one and the same.
Or a psychiatrist. I'm not even kidding you.
We'll see. In Bill, we trust. What if he goes out and gets, you know, a better quarterback? Upgrades.
It won't be Brady.
Dak Prescott.
Here's the thing about it, too, and I'll say this.
Not an upgrade.
Someone said, no, definitely not an upgrade. Someone said to me, man, you really hit the nail on the way you described the Chicago thing. Here's the aberration with San Francisco, because they had their heir apparent.
Right.
They had Steve Young, who I think a year after Montana was gone, I think he won the MVP.
Got the monkey off his back.
Well, no, 2 years later, he won the Super Bowl.
You had that with Garoppolo. You do not have that now. You had the opportunity for that maybe with Garoppolo. I don't think anybody's talking themselves into Jarrett Stidham right now being the next Steve Young.
Nope. All right. 617-779-7937. We will come back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.